Thank you. Let's move on to our chlorella, and it's a common term to say cracked cell chlorella. Can you explain exactly what does that mean, and why does cell wall need to be cracked?
Okay, well, a lot of people confuse spirulina and chlorella because they're both green and they're both algae, and let me explain the difference. Spirulina is a multi-celled algae that connects one cell to the other and creates a spiral shape because of the way they connect. It's beautiful to see under a microscope. And the cell wall is made of glycogen. And glycogen is a combination of glucose and oxygen. And it's not dissolvable in water, but it is digestible in a digestive tract, like by stomach acids. And so spirulina is a highly digestible, straight out of the water, dried properly, and you could eat it. Chlorella, if you did that, straight out of the water, dried it, you would not digest any of the nutrients because unlike spirulina, where the outer wall immediately dissolves and releases all of the nutrients, like the perfect multivitamin delivery system, chlorella is different. Chlorella is a single cell. It looks like an egg. It has a hard shell, and inside is where all the good stuff is. So what's inside of chlorella, more than anything, is its unique fiber, much like zeolite. Now, chlorella does have nutrients. It's 60-plus percent protein. It has fats and fatty acid profiles that actually help lower cholesterol and keep you from gaining weight. It has some really cool things, but more importantly, locked inside of that little cell wall is a unique ribonucleic acid because this is the fastest single replicating cell on the planet. Now, why is the fact that it's the fastest single replicating cell on the planet important? Because our cells replicate as well. Our body is nothing more than a union of single cells. And most of them, 95% of them, die, and they give birth to a new cell. They replicate themselves. Just like chlorella, they are a self-replicating single cell. We are billions of self-replicating single cells as well. So our combination, our relationship to chlorella is unbelievable. And then chlorella has more chlorophyll than anything on the planet. In fact, chlorella is called chlorella because it has so much chlorophyll, and chlorophyll is nearly identical to human blood. Chlorophyll is called the blood of plants. So you have an organism that is a single self-replicating cell. You have an organism that is filled with a blood just like we are filled with blood. And that ribonucleic acid that is contained within that single cell wall is an amazing stabilizer. No chlorella has ever been mutated. I'm going to say this again. No chlorella has ever been mutated. They bombard it with nuclear chemical reactions, and it won't mutate. That's how powerful it is. And so in order to access those goodies, you've got to get through that hard shell wall. And some companies, they grind it. What's called a diamond type of technology where they use diamond tips and they physically grind it down. I don't necessarily like that because it could create friction. Friction creates heat. Like I said, there's oils in chlorella, and volatile oils are subject to be denatured by heat and then destabilized and not good for you, like a trans fat. So there's also sonic doing it, like Ella Fitzgerald, who sings and hits a certain note and shatters the glass. Well, there's a certain sonic vibration that will shatter chlorella. We actually use a very gentle physical grind and a sonic. So we use actually have both. But either way, you've got to be careful on how fast you vibrate it, if you're doing it sonically, how fast you grind it, if you're doing it physically. And that's why if you look at our chlorella, it has the purest, greenest color you've ever seen in your life. Then you take it and you take a white piece of paper and you rub it on that paper and you see that it's pure green, there's no brown. Then you take our competition and you do the same thing, and you will be disappointed to see that some of their chlorella has started to degrade, and that's not healthy for you. So our chlorella is in a pure tablet with no binders, fillers, or excipients, and it is from the purest source. It is not heat-treated. Of course, there's a little bit of heat. It's not saying it's raw, but there's not enough heat to where it denatures it, and we're very, very proud of that. So chlorella, you shatter the cell wall, you unleash the ribonucleic acid, you unleash the healthy fats that are in there that help control fat in your body, you unleash the chlorophyll that is detoxifying to your body. Chlorophyll deodorizes and detoxifies your body. And the last thing is, when you shatter chlorella's cell wall, guess what? It resembles zeolite. And the fibers of chlorella are also capable, not as powerfully, but until zeolite was discovered, it was the most powerful detoxifier of heavy metals. So chlorella is a heavy metal magnet. It's loaded with chlorophyll. It has the ribonucleic acid that controls spastic cell growth. So I've never seen anything work better at controlling the health of cells than chlorella.
Dr. Mike?
No, Sal, I can't think of anything to add. Chlorella is a superfood. I know Bernard Jensen considered it one of the most powerful superfoods on the planet.
One of the things that we tend to talk about is oxygenation. We talk about cholesterol. We talk about plaque. Can we just simply explain what oxygenation means with regards to chlorophyll and how chlorophyll works as blood in our body, how that all works?
Go ahead, Dave. I mean, that's a pretty basic thing, but that's something people definitely need to understand.
Yeah.
Well, when you chlorella is helping, it helps to build hemoglobin. And hemoglobin is the red blood cells that carry oxygen. And when you carry more oxygen, you alkalize the body and you attract more glucose so that the glucose isn't free. It combines with oxygen, becomes glycogen. Once glucose combines with oxygen and becomes glycogen, it's fuel for your cells. It's the energy that you need. It's the coffee for your body that is supposed to be there. It's, you know, versus the one that you get from Starbucks. So glycogen is the body's coffee, you know. And so when you have enough oxygen, you're smothering out bacteria. You're smothering out viruses. When a German study in the 30s showed that, you know, when the body is devoid of oxygen, that's when cancer could grow. That's when then bacteria and viruses grow in an anaerobic environment. That means an environment without oxygen. So the fact that green foods help create more heme, and the fact that heme carries more oxygen, and the fact that oxygen is the most powerful defender of the body. When you have oxygen-rich blood, your blood is just amazingly capable of defending itself and of transporting nutrients and providing energy. And think about it again. When the glucose is matched with oxygen, it can't be converted into fat. When there's no oxygen for the glucose to match up with, then your body says, well, what are we going to do with it? Well, let's turn it into fat. So, yes. Now, don't confuse, you know, oxygenation. It, just like everything, it could be bad for you. Everybody who's ever seen somebody who is hyperventilating has seen, you know, hyperalkalinity. When you breathe deeply and quickly, your body becomes alkaline. So one of the tricks to alkalizing the body is simply to do some yoga breathing every day, to do some nice deep breaths, and this actually creates alkaline in the body. But if you take too deep a breath too fast, then you create too much alkalinity and you could die. So they make you breathe into a paper bag so you can't get any more oxygen. Everybody knows that, but they didn't know why, and now you do.
Thank you. I mean, I think we all have heard of, understand chlorella, spirulina to some degree, but think we've gotten so used to saying some very fundamental things like detox and oxygenation that we just need the explanation to remind ourselves really how it's utilized. I guess, again, this may be a product and maybe even more so in some levels, chlorella to take every day on a regular basis, good before a cleanse, during a cleanse, after a cleanse. How do you all suggest its utilization?
You could take a small amount every day, like in a best of greens where we have a small, you know, splash of chlorella. Or you could take a higher dose, 20 to 30 tablets a day for 1 month, and then take 2 to 3 months off and do it again. I do that with a lot of my detox, you know, products, the strong ones like zeolite and chlorella. Remember that chlorella is vitally important to help protect the body from spastic cell growth, and we all worry about that because there's carcinogens all around us.
Is that what we talk about or mention a chlorella growth factor, and is that at all related to the RNA that we talked about earlier?
That's exactly what it is, yes.
Thank you, Dave. Dr. Mike, anything else there?
No, I think we've given people more information that they'll probably ever need, but that's good.
You'd be surprised. There's some pretty savvy retailers and consumers out there.
Yes.
Dave, very briefly, because you brought up spirulina earlier and because we have the new release of the organic cacao mint spirulina, can you just give a couple different bullet points on the power and why we love spirulina so much?
Okay, could you hear me?
Absolutely.
Okay, so, well, spirulina is nothing short of perhaps the most intriguing food in history. It may have been the manna that the Jews ate as they fled Egypt, led by Moses. And here's how. It could have, the seasonal rains create ponds in the desert. We've all seen it on National Geographic Channel. You know, seasonal monsoons create ponds in the desert. The herding animals, the herds of animals come, they drink the water, they defecate in the water. That creates nitrogen. The warm air creates a warm, nitrogen-rich environment, and suddenly there's a bloom of algae, the algae that's been sitting dormant in spores in the earth. And then as the sun evaporates the water, the algae is left behind to dry. And there are these green cakes, and you could actually see them in the desert still today. It's like an inch thick of dried algae where a pond once was. And if you're traveling in the desert and there's nothing to eat, and you are lucky enough to find dry spirulina pond, you are going to be nourished because it's 65% protein. It has B1, B2, B3, B6. It has vitamin A, tons of beta carotene, vitamin C, vitamin E. It has selenium. It has the same fats that are found in salmon, the healthiest fat on the planet. It has the glycogen cell wall that is the fuel that our bodies need to create energy. I'm sure I'm missing something. Oh, it has the blue pigment that, you know, UC Davis proved stimulates, you know, interleukin, you know, and other gamma interferon, you know, just all these powerful immune systems within our body, liver detoxifying, you know, function within our body. So, yeah, you find spirulina, and then you look and you see that supposedly the Incas came down and they would gather it, you know, and use it as their fuel, you know, to climb as the strength they needed to climb through the mountains. You see, you know, so many references in Africa, in Chad, where the starving people, you know, found, you know, the spirulina. And then in Japan, World War II, the Japanese government did extensive studies to show that there's only one single food that could sustain human life with everything it needed in one package, you know, all the protein, all of the energy, all of the nutrients, all of the fats, and that was spirulina. So spirulina is a phenomenal single package food. There's nothing like it in the world, but it tastes a little bit funky. Now, not everybody's Dr. Mike and could chew the tablets. And so so we mixed it with some amazing superfoods, cacao. We mixed it with with some carob. We mixed it with so we call it cacao mint spirulina, a little bit of raw mint, and it tastes phenomenal. So now you could have a choco minty version. And the last thing I'll say is a major research institute that's trying to patent spirulina, believe it or not, did research and showed that 5 grams of spirulina a day is the ideal amount to get maximum potential out of your body. Each serving of our carob mint spirulina is going to be 2.5 grams of active spirulina per serving. So that means with 2 servings a day, with 2 delicious, you know, cacao mint drinks a day, you could get that. And we're going to change lives with this product. We really are, because for the first time, people are going to gladly, easily consume the proper amount, the therapeutic amount of spirulina, and it's going to rock their world. And spirulina is going to come back because, you know, spirulina, too, is amazing for sports performance, amazing for losing weight, amazing for improving skin and detoxifying your body, meaning your organs like your liver and your kidneys. So, yeah, spirulina is going to make a big comeback under the Pure Planet brand. It's been sort of the forgotten superfood, but we're going to change that.
Interestingly enough, we're finding out there that some spirulina brands are still using mag steroids and adding inulin and chicory. Keep in mind, again, we have never used those ingredients and certainly won't be doing so with the cacao mint spirulina. If any of our sales team is on the call, Rainbow sent out a note yesterday to let you all know that materials are heading your way. Thank you, Dr. Mike and Dave Sandoval, so much. Super informative. I'm going to shut down on the recording, and I will send the link to everybody thereafter. If there are any questions from this call, please feel free to email me at fernr@pureplanet.com or info@pureplanet.com. And thank you so much for your time, everybody. Great information.
Thanks, Fern.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks,
now.
Thanks, Dr. Mike. Thanks, Fern.
Bye. Welcome.